Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello everyone, and welcome to what could be an absolutely momentous day for Aston Villa Football Club, and a day whereby I just realised I forgot to take off my hat, but I'm channeling my inner Luis Miguel Echegaray today with my hat on backwards, and just really looking forward to Aston Villa from afar. I'm very relaxed about this, and you guys might be able to tell how I'm my demeanour about this game today, and how quietly spoken I suppose I am with regards to it is. In my mind works this way, is that I have every reason to believe that when the chips are down and in situations whereby Aston Villa have needed to get results under Unai Emery, that we have done. And until I see situations whereby we haven't overcome the adversity under Unai Emery, I have to believe that we can do great things, put it that way. Now, I know that's not always going to be the case. And I know there's going to be situations whereby we're going to be let down. And this could very well be one of those days. But I am really looking forward to watching this game today. I'm really looking forward to seeing Aston Villa come out. And if they're in the right mindset, which they have been 9 times out of 10, when they've been under Unai Emery, be in that mindset to go out and grab that brass ring, grab what's theirs, take what's theirs. We often talk about players, and we talk about mentality of players, and we talk about players maybe being on the beach, you know, some teams being on the beach and so on. But this group of players 4 years ago were in a nothing position in the Premier League. They were about to be relegated. Well, 5 years ago, they were about to be relegated. They didn't. They pulled it out of the fire. Then the next season, they go on a great run, or maybe a small bit inexperienced and fell off after Christmas. Then we've the Steven Gerrard season where we kind of just treaded water. And then Unai Emery has come in and we've rocketed up the table, got seventh, got European competition. We're in a European competition at the moment. Don't write us off on Thursday is what I would say to people, albeit it's not a great situation. But when we've been in a situation where we've needed to perform to get to a milestone, we've done it. And I'm hoping that today is going to be exactly one of those days as well. And that's why I'm calm about the situation. I'm not confident. I'm not cocky. I'm calm about the situation because last year we needed to beat Brighton to get to the Europa League. We needed to beat Brighton and we needed other results. If I remember rightly, we might have needed other results to go our way. But today we beat Brighton. And yes, we need other results to go our way today for it to happen today. But we beat Brighton. I find it very difficult to see us being overtaken at that stage. regardless of results, outside of what happens between now and the end of the season. And I may be wrong in that, or maybe right in that, but we will know our fate. We will know whether we have Champions League. There's a high, high, high potential we will know whether we have Champions League come 6 p.m. this evening. And Aston Villa have never been in that position before. They've never been in that position. So I think we should just drink that in. I really, really do. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think Paddy is going to try and get on there. I've sent him the link. A couple of you guys there are saying that, what are you guys saying there? A couple of people making predictions already. What I will talk about, yeah, Dave Dwyer is saying Paddy's in the beers. Yeah, he absolutely is. Let me see where we are with regards to this. Let me see what's going on here. Sorry, guys, I can't really see anything. I can't see the comments that are popping up here. Before anything is announced there in the next 5 minutes, I think it's important to kind of temper expectations. Some of you may or may not have seen a picture of Emi Martinez in his back garden this morning, which leads me to believe that Emi Martinez is not even in Brighton today, which leads me to believe Emi Martinez, unless he's after getting some sort of helicopter from Birmingham to Brighton, isn't going to start today. And that's worth the conversation. And we will have a conversation and we will know in 5 minutes' time, but I just want to throw that out there. Some of you may not have seen that. Some of you may have seen it. Normally, I would say potentially that was a photograph that was taken maybe some days previous. Maybe it was on his wife's Instagram account. Now, maybe his wife is doing the whole, gotcha, surprise, because maybe she's doing some shithousery. And I would love it. And there's a high possibility that she could be doing some shithousery with regards to that. But it was doing the rounds this morning. It is a real photograph. And, you know, just I suppose it's good to kind of temper that expectation, I suppose, for today. Sorry, guys. I'm struggling to see your comments there. Some of them are coming up and some of them aren't. But I saw one there. I think Flange might have had it up there. You said your mum's 80th birthday, I think it was the 83rd birthday today. I hope she's a fantastic birthday. And if she's a Villa fan, I hope she gets the present that we all want. And that's a Brighton win today. Where are we there? Adam Gilder is saying potentially our biggest game of the season. Nervous, but I have belief. I think so too. Like, obviously, I have to have belief. You absolutely have to have belief, I think, today. You know, we're going to a team that haven't won in six, that have the only goal they scored in the month of April was that back pass from the Burnley player back to the goalkeeper who let it in under his feet. That was the only goal I think they scored in the month of April. They're down loads and loads of top players, albeit they have Danny Welbeck, who has an irrational fear of mine because just seems to always score goals against Aston Villa. They will have a young three that play behind him, I would imagine, in Endringa and Ciso. Maybe Ansu Fati plays there as well, like three really highly regarded players and really talented players. They're going to have Pascal Gross in there, who has the most key passes made of any player, I think, in the Premier League this season. You know, they're still going to have a really good team. They're going to be inexperienced in the two fullback positions. So I'm expecting Bailey to play there today. I'm actually also expecting I'm expecting Morgan Rogers and Bailey either side. I don't know what's going to happen up top. Maybe he goes with Diaby again. Maybe he goes with young Tim in the middle, pushes McGinn out to the right and plays Bailey in behind Watkins. Or maybe he plays McGinn in behind Watkins. I'm not 100% sure, but we will see in 2 minutes' time. It's going to be really, really interesting. Where else are we there? Peter Bullivant is saying Martin is back for Thursday. Wouldn't hold up much hope of turning it around without him. Yeah, I think he's going to be back for Thursday regardless because he nearly made today. I think Thursday is a definite that we're going to see Emi Martinez in Athens on Thursday. I think that's an absolute definite. It's about whether it's today or not. it's I'm more interested to see if Emmy Martinez's wife is doing a bit of shithousery, because I would have to applaud it, I think, because she has, for any of the Villa fans that have seen it, she would have us on strings, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Now, she could be telling the truth as well at the same time, but I'm all for it. If this is a big surprise and then the fan base is absolutely elated to see Emmy Martinez in there, well, then fair play to her, because we'll all be happy if he starts. I think that's absolutely, that's 100% for certain as well. Yeah, and Jack says, if we win and Spurs lose, there's no catching us. That's 100%. That's why I was saying that if we will know our Champions League fate this evening at 6 o'clock, or whatever time, 6:30 this UK time this evening, you know. So if Spurs lose today and we win, we are in the Champions League. We can't be caught, and that's going to be an absolutely amazing feeling. If we win today and Spurs win today, then, you know, we extend it. If we draw today, Spurs win, you know, we also extend it. I'm not even entertaining those situations at the moment, but really we just manifest a win for Aston Villa today, and then we take care of our own. As Paddy says, we look after our own parachute first, and after that, then we can worry about anybody else's after that. Yeah, so Aaron Cunningham says, that would be funny if the wife going somewhere shithousery, but I don't see Martinez playing today. No, I don't either. The team is probably going to be announced any second now. Whoops. Let me just pop this up here. No, we don't have a team just yet. Maybe the club account is doing some shithousery. We have a team, and Mrs. Martinez wasn't being shithouse. She was actually being truthful, because Olsen starts in goals and Emmy Martinez is not on the bench as well. So we have Olsen in goals, Konza, Diego Carlos, Pau Torres and Dina, and my expected back four, I thought we'd play that game. Bailey McGinn, Douglas Luiz, Rodgers, Diaby and Watkins. Unai Emery has said, guys, you guys have to go to the well once more. And I'm absolutely okay with that. That's the team that we should be starting as our strongest 11 that we have at the moment. One of the big things is Alex Moreno is back on the bench. So I'll go down through the bench at the minute. Is Gauchi, Cash, Alex Moreno, Chambers, Longley, Duran, Ken Kessler-Hayden, Young Tim, and Omari Kellyman makes the bench again. So we've got horses in reserve. One person that isn't there is Nicolas Aniolo, which is interesting as well. It's really interesting not to see Nicolas Aniolo there, and I hope somebody asks him about that, if he's re-injured himself, or you know, if he's being held in reserve for Thursday night. But the reason I say that is it looks like if we are to make changes in the wide areas, that it's probably going to be Cash coming on in one of those wide positions, maybe Alex Moreno coming on in those wide positions, because we don't have a recognised winger on the bench there. I know we've got Diaby playing off Watkins, so maybe it could be a case where if you're taking off a winger, you bring on Duran and you switch Diaby out onto that, onto one of those wings. But that's just something to look out for there. So it's not an unexpected lineup. It's the lineup I would have expected outside of Emi Martinez. And that team is good enough to go. And as we've seen, that team is literally good enough outside of, you know, I mean, without Emi Martinez and goals, that team is literally good enough to go and beat any team in the league outside of Newcastle, because we haven't beaten Newcastle this season, and we still have Liverpool to come to avenge that defeat too. So look, once again, I'm speaking very calmly about it today. I'm actually really, really excited, because today is the day we can put it to bed and we can do something the Villa have never done before. Like, it's a potentially historic day for Aston Villa, and these players will know that. They will absolutely know that. Last Thursday was a historic day for Aston Villa. First time in, 42 years that we've made the European semi-final, and they did it, and they did it. They were in the final. Yes, it didn't go our way, but you go to Brighton today and you win, and Spurs lose later on, you've written your name into history as the first Aston Villa team ever to make Champions League football, the top table of European football, somewhere where we haven't been since the early 80s, and somewhere where we need to get back to, and where we feel we should be getting back to as well, I think, as Aston Villa fans. And, you know, whatever comes from next Thursday, Olympiacos were the better team than us last Thursday in Villa Park. We're going to need to take that to them again next Thursday, but we've got this game in the way first. Olympiacos don't play this weekend. We have Brighton, and we have a massive, massive carrot at the end of the stick here today. So I think all of these Villa players will be well primed and well tuned to go out to this game. Now, there could be a bit of trepidation, there could be nervousness, there could be it could be a bit of an intimidating first 10-15 minutes there in Brighton, but I think Villa will go there, try and put their feet in the ball, try and control possession, especially with Pau Torres now back into that back line. We know how he likes to control possession. We know how much better we are in the team. We are as a team when he's there from a possession-based point of view and a build-up point of view. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens here as well. I'm going to take this down. I'm going to try and find the Brighton team as well. I don't know, is Paddy going to join? He's on the bus, but he's on a bus at the moment, and I don't know how long more I can stay on for. So if he does join us, he joins us. That would be fantastic. Now I'm going to try and find the Brighton team, which we have here. And so the Brighton lineup is in goals for Bruggen. It looks like they're going three at the back with Igor, Adam Webster and Dunk. I would imagine it's going to be Veltman and I'm a bit stumped. Maybe Veltman and Gross, the two full backs, I would say. And then you're going to have Gilmore and Bunate inside there, Welbeck, Andriga and Welbeck. Sorry, I'm even struggling to read the font there. Welbeck, Andriga, and yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm completely missing somebody there in the team. Yeah, Welbeck, Andriga, and João Pedro then up front. That probably makes a bit more sense. But then it looks like it's like a 3-4-3 formation that they would be playing with Gross wide right, Veltman wide left, and then the three centre backs there, which they're not opposed to going. They've done that before. You know, Pascal Gross is used to playing out as a fullback. You could pretty much play him anywhere. He's like their John McGinn. He is going to go down in folklore as one of the best ever signings for Brighton Football Club. You know, so that's definitely something that he's going to be able to do. So it looks like it's a 3-4-3 that they're going with there, with Adingra, Welbeck and João Pedro up top, Gilmore, Bonate, Gross and Veltman making up a midfield four, and then the three guys at the back. Potentially I'd say that's the way that they're going to go with regards to that one. It's going to be interesting to see. Their bench is I'd much prefer if Steele was playing in goals for them, but he's on the bench today. They've got Enciso, Moder, Barco, Baleba, Fatty, Ofoya, Pupion and O'Mahony. Somebody who we're very, very hopeful of in the Irish setup here is a really, really good player, O'Mahony. He got his start last weekend. He's on the bench today, and you know, I don't want to see him come on because we've seen him do some brilliant things at underage level for Ireland. He's a really, really good player. So they've got some horses on the bench that they can bring out as well there, you know. So, but they're starting 11. It's going to be really interesting here to see how Villa deal with them. Ollie Watkins absolutely adores playing against the back three. He loves playing against the back three. I've always felt that. I've always said that. You go back to 2020. I remember talking about Ollie Watkins being up front, and 2021. Ollie Watkins being up top and absolutely adoring playing against back threes. So I like to see a back three against Ollie Watkins. I'm expecting him to score today and win his 20th goal, breaking more ground for Aston Villa, and for him personally being the first person to score 20 goals for Aston Villa. I'd be interested to hear what you guys think about it, what your score predictions are going to be, if you want to start popping them in there, because I do have to pop off again in a very, very shortly, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay on. So I'd like your score predictions as well. I myself am going to go for a 2-1 Aston Villa win today. I always say it, Aston Villa go 2-0 up and they concede, and we have an RV 2-1 win, and I'd absolutely take that, and I think everybody else here would, because 3 points is the aim of the day today. Regardless, there's no style points given for a game today. I think it's 3 points, and be the masters of our own destiny with regards to Champions League football today. But pop your scores in the comments there. And if Paddy can get on, if he's able to get on in the next few moments, that'd be great. We'll be able to chat to him as well. But I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure if he's going to get on. So I'm going to take off the Brighton team there. I'm going to start off with a couple of scores there. So Tommy is going with 2-0 Villa. Martin McKeever is going 3-1 Villa. Josh Dunn is saying 1-1. D to the B to the H is going with 3-1. C Line I is 3-1 as well. Cadu is going with 2-1. Dan Downey says 2-1 as well. James Cartwright is going 2-1 Villa. Captain Nugget's going 2-1 Villa. Brett Riverbond is going with 2-1 Brighton. Charlie S is going 2-1 Villa. 3-0 Villa, says Charlie Swan. Are you guys the same person? Charlie S and Charlie Swan. He's Chris Swan. I was thinking Charlie Swan was a jockey. That'll tell you, you know, eyes are only barely working this morning. It's been an early rise this morning. So if I'm getting anyone's name wrong, I do apologize. Rich Mack is going with 4-1. Sy is going with 3-0. Dave Dwyer is going with 3-1. Dave Bond is going with 3-0 Villa. Paul is going with 3-1 Villa. Brad Bennett's going with 3-0. Osdrum's going with 2-1. Shane Coleman's going with a 1-0 win. Jordy Villan's going for a 6-0 Brighton. David Burke is going with 3-1 Villa. Jordan Levy 2-1 Villa. 2-2 says Kurt. Michael Huggins is going for 4-0. Declan Bagnall going with 2-0. Jared Corwin going with 2-1. 4-1 says Aaron Cunningham. Andy says 2-0. Lennon is saying 1-0. I think that's Aston Villa. The sad face that threw me. Richard Parks is going with 5-3. Dubliners is going with 2-0. Lily Tate is going with 3-1. Dan is going with 3-0. Ravinterg is going with 2-0. Hickey is going with 2-1. Flange was at the 6-1. Are you going for a 6-1 again today, Flange? LG is going for a 2-1 Villa win. John Griffin's going for 1-1. Adam Phillips says no chance of a clean sheet, going with a 3-2. Flange 2-1. Standing on the Word is going with 3-2. Junaid is going with 2-0 Villa. Spicy Pricey is going with a 2-0 Villa. John Steele is going with a 2-0 Villa. No relation to Jason Steele on the bench for Brighton. Villa 1982 is going with 5-1 Villa. Garrett McDonough is going with 1-0. Matt Kay is going with 3-1. Raphael is going for 2-1 Villa. Robbie Reality is going with 2-0 up the Villa, and Poole to win 2-0 as well. Ollie Hiley is going with 3-1. Project Deadlight is going with 3-1 as well. And Big Dogs is going with 3-0 Villa. I'm liking we should be expectant today. You know, we should be thinking we can go there for a win as always. You know, the run that Brighton are on, and look, we've said it in the past, when you want to break a run, you want to face Aston Villa. So, you know, there is always the old Aston Villa that's in the back of our minds with regards to that. But I think really, you know, we're not in perfect form either, but you know, we do have a massive, massive chalice that we can grab at the end of this. You know, it's just huge. As I say, that history for the club, that history for this group of players, a lot of these groups of players, like 5-6 years ago, John McGinn was playing in the Scottish League, which, nothing wrong with that. But Ollie Watkins was 6 years ago, I think, was he playing with Brentford at that stage? Was he still playing with Exeter? You know, so a lot of these players have made their way through an apprenticeship, essentially through football. And Champions League, potentially, for majority of their careers, has been, you know, a pipe dream. And now it's an actuality. It could be an actuality today. And I know that it won't be lost on a lot of these players and all of these players that go out today. Ezri Konsa, his time playing at Charlton, moves to Aston Villa, you know, fighting off relegation. Did anyone really, did he think that in short space of time he had the potential to grab a Champions League spot? Yes, it's fourth place and there's no medals given out for fourth place, but there are financial medals given out for fourth place with regards to getting into Champions League. And there's the prestige, and every player wants to test themselves against the best teams in the world in a European competition. And yes, we might start off at 15,000-1 in the betting odds to win the Champions League, but if you aren't in it, you can't win it. And I think a lot of those players will understand that, and they'll understand the underdog mentality that they have probably gone a lot of their careers through holding, and they're now beginning to reap rewards for their great play over the course of the last year or the last 18 months with Aston Villa. So today can be the culmination of that for them. They go and they win today, they write themselves into the history books, and they'll never have to pay for a pint again in and around Aston or in around B6 or in around Birmingham or in around bloody the whole lot of the UK whenever they're in the vicinity of an Aston Villa fan. And that's absolutely fantastic. You know, that's that in itself. You know, to be a club legend is, there aren't too many people that can be club legends. And I know we talk about legends, people are going to say, oh, this group won't be club legends. But you know what I mean? They'll be the first within a club to do something. And that's to reach the Champions League. And and to be able to test themselves against the Real Madrids, the Bayern Munichs, the Paris Saint-Germains of this world, potentially within the group stages. And I think that's really, really cool. And I think the players, as I say, that won't be lost on them today. So hopefully we'll be talking to you about an Aston Villa win when we come back at roughly around 5-4 this evening. Maybe a small bit later, we'll see. And we'll chat to you then with regards to this game. But everybody, get yourselves in front of your TVs if you're watching away from the ground. If you're in the ground, if you're in the away ground, roar your guts out. Shout this team onto victory today. They deserve it. They deserve support away from home. Paddy's there. A lot of the guys are there. A lot of the guys that we know, you see Max and Simon, obviously, are there as well. Ronan Ward has travelled over from Ireland as well. I know a lot of people that are going to this game today. So roar your guts out and be the 12th man for this team out in the field today, because, as I say, history awaits. A win today keeps it in your hands. And, you know, history doesn't forget when you get into positions like this. So without getting dewy-eyed about monumental achievements, I'm going to leave all you guys there. Hopefully we'll be talking to you guys about a Villa win later on in the day. But in the meantime, everybody, enjoy the game. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll chat to you roughly about 3:55, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.